This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are listening to Let's Talk Footy, Melbourne's Joy 94.9 FM. Dougal Austin, John Donohoe, Patrick Kennedy with you. And boys, I did promise at the start of our show, I may have missed over it in the show intro, but joining us on the line is a huge guest and probably bigger than Ben Hu, this person. And look, the event that is coming up very shortly on, in a couple of weeks' time, is of course the EJ Witten's Legends match at the Etihad Stadium.
We'll be there covering it.
We'll be there covering it. Of course, the Ted Witten, EJ Witten Foundation for the prostate cancer. But joining us on the line now is former Western Bulldog and also a star in this EJ Witten's match each year, playing in it in a couple of weeks' time. I do speak of the man himself, Mr. Tony Liberatore. Libba, thanks for joining us briefly and Let's Talk Footy on Joy tonight. And EJ Witten's match in 2 weeks' time. Exciting times for you.
Yeah, look, it is. It's we have an annual event, and for a great cause for prostate cancer. And for the late EJ Witten, who was a larger-than-life character and is known as Mr. Football. So looking forward to the game and catching up with some of the old faces I haven't seen in many, many years.
Yeah, Tony, John Donohoe here. How's your fitness going these days? Are you able to run out a full EJ Witten Legends game these days?
Yeah, my fitness is pretty good. I'm still a bit of a fitness freak, and I still play Super Rules football. So,
oh, good.
That keeps me pretty busy from time to time, but not all the time. But that's all pretty good in that regard. I've had two knee reconstructions, but my knees are still pretty good. So
that's good.
From while I was playing footy, but it's all going well.
Now, Tony, Patrick Kennedy here, mate. Now, look, I look across this coaching panel, and the names just get bigger after each other. So you start with Doug Hawkins, you take that any day of the week. Then you got Andrew Buse, and then you got Brian Strawn. Now, Libba, who is your pick of the bunch there?
Oh, look, I'd have to say Dougie, because he's one of my favourites, and being the next captain of the Footscray / Western Bulldog Footy Club. But obviously Strawny was going to pull a few people in, and I dare say he'll make an appearance in that terrible black and white jumper of Collingwood. unfortunately, we'll have to put up with his shenanigans on the night.
Now, you are playing alongside some absolute champions in that team. Obviously, I'm just looking across the team now. Matty Lloyd's in there, Jesse Sinclair, big Lance Whitnall. Who's your favourite of the pick there in that? Who's a player you're really looking forward to running out there with and shedding a bit of blood?
Well, you mentioned Lance Whitten. I actually coached Lance, but I better not go too close to Lance because I think he'll swallow me.
That's it.
That big at the moment. But look, there's some, obviously, look, it's a great cause, as I said before, but some of the young guys who, well, I say young, I mean, I'm probably one of the oldest. I've probably played nearly 15 odd years in a row, but I retired about 5 years in a row, but look, some of the young ones take it a little bit seriously, but hopefully that it's not too bad, and we're in all good spirits. And by the end of the night, where we sit back and have a beer and have a chat, because that's a big part of it as well.
Yeah, you mentioned there that a few of them take it a bit too seriously. Is there anyone who you're going to tell to pull their heads in a little bit? Because obviously Richie Vandenberg over the last few years thought he was out there for the Hawks, trying to rack up 30 disposals every time he goes out for the EJ Witten Legends game. Is there anyone in your team who you think might do that this year?
Yeah, well, I actually haven't had a look at the side, but if you run through some names, I remember Justin Murphy was pretty out there. As you said, Richie Vandenberg.
Lindsay Gilby, maybe?
Nah, Lindsay's not smart enough to be named that well, but anyway.
Dermy might want to get himself into the game, get a few possessions.
Who's that, sorry?
Dermot Brereton.
Yeah, Dermy, last time I saw Dermy was in Bali on his surfboard, but I can't believe he's still playing, but he's more looking at the crowd, and he wants to know if anyone loves him, because he still feels loved, poor old Dermy. He needs some love, and he's a bit of an icon of a game, no doubt, and a ripping bloke, but I'm surprised his legs are getting skinny every year I see him, but anyway, top half is a bit like a budgerigar, actually, but anyway.
Well, we saw the luncheon that was on at the Etihad Stadium earlier in the week on Tuesday. Of course, Russell Robertson was in attendance, of course, Brennan Favola. Now Fev, we remember last year's game, he kicked 9 straight, I think, if my memory serves me right there. Are we expecting a similar performance from the big man this year?
Oh, we've got no doubt. He's, he still thinks he's capable of probably playing AFL footy, unfortunately, but he's another one who probably needs his head read. But anyway, he probably won't be able to enjoy the fun afterwards because we generally go to Crown Casino, but he's unfortunately hard. He might have to stay in the change rooms till 1 o'clock in the morning, I think.
Yeah, Libo, I just want to ask you quickly about the current day Dogs. Your son, Tom, is doing very well for the Dogs, and you must be really proud to see him out there wearing the jumper that you once wore.
Yeah, look, no doubt. I mean, Tom's, in his own right, a good football player, and he's worked pretty hard at his footy, and, he's done it. I mean, regardless of whether he's my son or not, but he's made inroads and gone through the ranks from, under 18 competition, Calder Cannons, to even under 16s going back then, playing for Victoria and doing very, very well. And, unfortunately, the side's probably struggling a little bit. But in saying that, there's some good young talent coming through and light at the end of the tunnel, and a couple of key forwards or a key back or even another ruckman would be handy for the Dogs. And hopefully they can sort of recruit in that area next year and try and get the side up and going a bit more. If we get more than 6 or 7 wins, I think it'll be a positive for the club.
Yeah, no, they're definitely moving forward pretty nicely, I think. But I just want to ask you quickly, Libby, you spent a bit of time at Carlton as an assistant coach. Have you got any ambition to take up the Melbourne job?
Oh, here we go.
No.
Jeez, he's hard-hitting, this bloke.
Not at all.
There we go.
It's the hardest task in footy, that one.
We've ruled one out already.
I mean, if they gave me the Geelong job, I still wouldn't do it.
That's probably a bigger call.
Even those horrible Hawks. But look, I think I've way past all that. And I obviously watch Tom play and mentor a couple of Bulldog players and sponsor one, Jason Johannesson, who wears my number 39.
That's it, yep.
Lovely young fellow. And I'm pretty too busy running. I've got a first aid business that keeps me pretty busy. So, replenish first aid kits and sell defibs and what have you. So, but it keeps you very busy. But life's very good, and I enjoy my surfing too, which is trying to Bali a couple of times a year. Yeah.
And so, Tony, you won't be disappointed with the Let's Talk Footy team at all if tomorrow morning you open up the Age and it says Libba rules out Geelong. You won't be annoyed that we've gone with that and we've leaked that.
Pat's just tweeted it to the Age, so they'll be running down the front page.
You might not have thought that was a bombshell, but we here thought that was massive.
Well, I look forward to reading it.
There it is. Yeah. Okay, good.
And look, we better just get back to serious business, boys, because this is actually quite a serious game. Of course, the EJ Witten Foundation getting people out there to recognise prostate cancer in men. And look, it's doing some research today, Libby, that 1 in 9 men in Australia will actually develop prostate cancer in their lifetime. So it is quite a serious note. And the EJ Witten does an absolute fantastic fundraising job for the foundation then. But we always have guests during the EJ Witten's game, and one of the guests on the All-Star side this year, of course, John Stephenson. We all remember John Stephenson for his famous sprint in the 4x100-metre relay for the Australian team a few seasons ago, and just picturing John Stephenson going for a bit of a sprint with the ball down his hand, down the wing there at Etihad Stadium.
Yeah, look, I'd probably, just before so that you mentioned that point, but obviously the prostate cancer, it is very important. I mean, all men over sort of 40 or 50 to get their prostate checked, because I think it's important. And that's what the real reason we're there for, and to make sure that's men's health is not overlooked. And there are a lot of men, I guess, today who probably try and overlook that and think they'll be okay. But that's certainly something that's the whole reason why we play. And yes, we have fun. And John Stephenson, well, he'll probably remind me of someone Sydney player who ran down the wing at the MCG. I'm trying to think of his
Lewis
name.
Jetter.
Oh, Lewis Jetter.
Lewis Jetter, yeah. So he might be something like that, but hopefully someone can tackle him, and that might be me, and I can hopefully ping his hammy or something like that. So. it should be good. It's great to have personalities and even people who, people who get involved in, men and women. I'd like to hope that we can sort of open that to everyone to play and have lots of fun with their ex-heroes, I guess.
And, of course, lining up for your team, Rob Mills, I've noted, who is starring in Legally Blonde, the hit musical at the moment.
Rumours... might be able to sing your song before the game.
Well, Legally Blonde, yeah, the theme song there. But speculation was rife today, Libba, that they've had to cancel Legally Blonde on Wednesday, 10th of July, just so Millsy can play in this game.
That's it.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know him very well, but he must be a very popular man.
Loves his footy, I've been told. Passionate Hawthorn supporter.
Right, okay.
Now, we do have to carry on with the show. Tony Liberatore, we do thank you very much for joining us briefly on Let's Talk Footy on Joy tonight. Just quickly, Pat.
And just before you go, Libba, we had Billy Brownless on the show a few weeks ago.
No.
And
we, here we go.
No, we had a little chat to him about his winning goal that he kicked against you in that in that qualifying final. Now, if you look at the footage, there's one man in a Bulldogs jumper that is front and centre giving it to Billy. Now, he's confirmed what you said to him. Would you like to just...
put your side of the story forward?
I'd like to set that sex record straight. I've never racially vilified anyone on the football ground. I can say that for sure.
Yep.
I've never said anything about
that. No, I didn't say that.
Anything else like that. But
what did you say to Bill?
Come on, Libba.
I might have said something about his appearance or his look.
According to Bill, it was something about his mother.
No, I didn't say that.
Billy!
I'll stand by that, but maybe they can... Nowadays, they can look closely onto monitors and read my lips.
So, Libba, we now have two headlines tomorrow. So, Libba says no to Geelong, and Libba says, I didn't racially or vilify his mother. So, they're the two headlines for tomorrow.
Brownless a liar.
Brownless lies.
But also, more importantly, I said... Give me back that fridge.
That is one of the best calls I've ever heard.
There it is. Bang. Oh, Tony Liberatore, it's been fantastic having a chat with you on Let's Talk Footy on Joy. We wish you all the best in the upcoming EJ Witten's game, and we'll try and catch up with you after the match, after another Victorian win.
Not a problem. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Libba.
Good on you. Tony Liberatore, of course.
What a star. What a star.
Former Western Bulldogs champion.
We'll have to get Billy back on the line.
We'll have to clarify that one in a few weeks' time. But
just confirmed, Kevin Rudd has won the ballot. 57 to 45. So,
what are your thoughts on that?
Well, this isn't clear cut. I mean, essentially he is Prime Minister, but that now creates a huge complication now with the independents, and they need to decide who they're going to go with. So now the September 14 election date will change.
Earlier or later?
And, look, the audacious Rudd supporters might try and get it back to November to give them time, or they will bring it on into August as early as August 3rd, Donners. So it's going to be a very, very interesting to see what happens next.
Well, I've just got official word that it's already been moved earlier, confirmed, to August.
August 3rd.
There you go.
So there you go. August, I'd expect to be at August 3rd now. And because the rules are you do get at least 1 month of campaigning. So
very nicely done.
Has to be breaking news.
Let's talk Joy.
To take up time on this prestigious show. But good stuff, PK. Yep. And we'll keep an eye on that for the rest of the night.
No, you won't.
It is a very big game, of course. Tony Liberatore, the 2013 Ray White EJ Witten's Legends game, Wednesday the 10th of July at Etihad Stadium, beginning at 7:45 PM. Get your ticket masters online.
Will be there doing a bit of commentary.
Will be there. You can go to the legendsgame.com.au website, and tickets are on that website. So go there and get your tickets. And also playing in the side this year for the first year.
I'd love to play in that side in your dreams, boy. They'd win.
But Ben Graham, of course, former Cats legend, and of course a former NFL punter.
He'll be kicking goals from half back.
Full back. Fence.
Inside 50s from his kick out.
There you go. So that'll be a good night of football.
It will be a good night.
Football.
A couple of players' interviews down in the change rooms too. We'll look forward to that. Yep. We've got to go to a break. We've got to move on the show. You're listening to Let's Talk Footy, Melbourne's Joy, 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.